On Palm Sunday, the liturgy itself has such a sort of a power to it that as a homilist, as sharing a homily this morning, I feel a need to almost get out of the way of the liturgy and let it speak, let it tell its story. But I do want to share a couple of thoughts this morning as we begin this Holy Week. Have you ever had a traumatic experience in your life? Maybe it was when you were a child or teenager, perhaps earlier in your life, later in your life. Perhaps it was something that happened in your family, or something that happened at school, or something that happened in your career, in your work. Perhaps it was the loss of someone you loved very deeply. Those kinds of experiences. I know we all have those experiences, those kind of life-changing moments in our lives. I find that when I spend time with people going through that experience, and even in my own life, we begin to try to search out the meaning of that experience. You know, so often we say, why did this happen? Why did this happen? We search for meaning. Eventually, and for some of us it may take more time than others, eventually we may begin to talk about it. We may begin to describe it. We may begin to, in a sense, tell the story about it. We put words around it. And we continue to tell that story as we continue to search for the meaning of that experience. And that sometimes we may tell the story for a long time in our lives to try to discover the meaning. Well, I would suggest to you that in many ways that is what we're doing today. It's really what we do every Sunday. But particularly what we're doing this Holy Week. We're telling a story. We're telling a 2,000-year-old story. And we need to continue to tell it so that we can understand the meaning of Jesus' life, his death, and his resurrection. And what can it mean for us as we live our experiences in our lives? I do want to propose to you this morning that so often when we think of Jesus, and particularly this last week of his life, sometimes you'll hear people say, well, Jesus knew what was going on. Jesus knew what was to come. Jesus understood what this was all about. I'm not so sure I totally agree with that. One of the great paradoxes of Jesus is that he was truly human and truly divine. And somehow when we emphasize that divinity of Jesus, we tend to think, well, Jesus knew everything that was to come, as if divinity means being able to tell the future. But I think in Jesus we find this incredible humanity, this incredible divinity, and Jesus, I think, walked through this experience, and I'm sure was searching for the meaning as well. And certainly the followers of Jesus, talk about a traumatic experience in their lives. They had walked with Jesus. Jesus had transformed their lives. They wanted to live into the dream and the vision that Jesus had. And all of a sudden, everything takes this turn. It begins today in the Passion reading we just read. And it continues throughout this week as we remember that week in Jesus' life. And it leads to the crucifixion. Imagine those early followers of Jesus saying, what just happened? What is the meaning of this? And they begin to tell the story. They begin to tell the story. I'd like to invite you this Holy Week to walk through this story, not focusing yet on Easter, not yet focusing on the resurrection, but truly experience what Jesus must have experienced, what those early followers of Jesus must have experienced. After his death, and even after Jesus was raised from the dead, they still tried to grapple with what this was about, to try to find the meaning and understanding. And they began to tell the story. Tell the story. And we continue to tell the story. And we'll tell this story all this week. Each night we'll gather together here for some kind of a liturgy, a time of prayer, a time of gathering together. When I was in seminary, many, many years ago. My liturgy professor reminded us of... my liturgy professor said a lot of things, but this I do remember. Many things that he shared in his teaching. But the idea that this liturgy that we celebrate this week is really one liturgy. It's almost like one service. And if you can almost think of it as we leave today, we take a break. We come back and continue. We come back and continue. Come back and continue. And it sort of brings us to the great celebration of Easter. And so I invite you to, in the midst of your hectic lives, your busy lives, to consider trying to find some time to join us during this week. We will be here every night at 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock next Saturday for our vigil. I invite you to come on by and join us in prayer and worship and hearing the story some more. Particularly, I invite you to consider being here Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, and the Easter Vigil, as well as next Sunday. Maundy Thursday is a day where we gather together to remember that meal, that supper that Jesus celebrated with his disciples, that we celebrate that call to servanthood, the washing of the feet. We celebrate the Eucharist. And on Friday, we gather together at noon. If you'd like to come by at noontime with the children, we have the children's Stations of the Cross, but anyone's welcome to come to that. And then in the evening at 7, we have the Good Friday liturgy, where we remember that moment where Jesus died on the cross. And then on Saturday evening at 8 o'clock, we celebrate our great vigil of Easter. We begin in our courtyard there and in the darkness. We walk into a darkened church. As the liturgy proceeds, we enter into the light of the resurrection. And then, of course, next Sunday, we gather together for our three Easter services at 7:30, 9, and 11:15. I'd like to really encourage you to consider a couple of those services, if you can find the time to gather together with the rest of the community as we live into this holy week, this week that we call holy. Let us continue to tell the story. It's a wondrous story. And it's a story that can help each of us live our story, live our search, and live the meaning that we seek in our lives. That's why we tell the story. We feel there's something there. We know in our faith journey there's something there that can feed and nourish us. So let us continue the walk that's been going on for 2,000 years, and continue to let it feed us and nourish us as we walk ever deeply into the vision and the dream that God has for us and for this world.